Hello, and welcome to another episode of the RevVR podcast. I am your host, Reverend Kyle. Those of you who follow my Twitter, at ReverendKJR, are probably anxiously awaiting to listen to this episode. I received a box today, a box that was addressed to me at Studio 216 here in Seattle, Washington, and this box had been delivered via FedEx from Oculus headquarters. And what was inside this box? Well, it was touch controllers. Engineering samples of the Oculus touch controllers. I had gone to great lengths to try to acquire these controllers for use in development for our clients at Studio 216. We do architectural visualization using virtual reality, augmented reality, mixed reality. And whenever our clients have asked for hand presence or the ability to manipulate things in our environment, we've had to steer them toward the Vive because, well, they have hand controllers. After much pleading and finally falling on appropriate ears, I was able to convince a dev relations person at Oculus to aid me in my acquiring of the Oculus Touch controller so that way we can, as a company, prepare ourselves and prepare our arsenal of software to be able to accommodate hand presence and the ability to manipulate objects in our real estate and architectural environments using technology that will be available to our clients several months down the road. I'm not showing anybody anything that we've created because, quite honestly, you probably will never see anything that we've created except for maybe a sizzle reel, because what we're doing is not video games. We are building environments so that way our clients can use these environments to sell buildings that haven't been built yet, sell apartments or condos. ArchViz. I mean, it's one of those verticals of the virtual reality industry that is, quite frankly, a moneymaker. And it's what Studio 216 does. And we create these environments for our clients, and we provide this as either a virtual reality experience or a mixed reality experience. Some of my regular listeners know that we have done large amounts of work using the HoloLens and a mixed reality solution. But typically our apps, experiences, definitely not going to use the word games, but our experiences end up in sales centers or in the hands of brokers or in the hands of architects, just depending on what it is our clients ask for. So, to bring you up to speed, it's been a difficult process. Oculus doesn't necessarily want to push a business end of things. You know, some of you know that the Vive, HTC has announced that they're coming out with a business edition of the Vive, and they're gearing toward the professional and the enterprise B2B clients, and that's all well and good. Oculus, up till just recently, had not really responded to me in my pleads for some, assistance. It's not like I'm asking for money. I'm just asking for a little hardware. So lo and behold, finally, good judgment and reason and just, you know, all around awesome people from Oculus decided to humor me, to accommodate me and accommodate the company that I work for. So here in this box, actually sitting right in front of me, is the experience, the Oculus Touch controllers. Now, I am not using this podcast episode to do a review of the Oculus Touch controllers. I'm not going to give you a review because there isn't anything to review. I quite literally can assure you that the Oculus Touch controllers work. That's all I can promise you. That's the only thing that I can tell you is that they work. I'm not going to talk about any of the software that I tried with it, at least not from from Oculus. I'm not going to talk about any third-party stuff that I got, people who have designed specifically for the touch controllers. That's not what I'm going to talk about. What I'm going to talk about is a completely unexpected series of events that left my brain just scrambled, like eggs in a bowl, just totally scrambled. I did not know how to process what I had just experienced. So let me start you off with, I received the controllers at about 10:30 in the morning. FedEx drops them off. I had let the folks on the first floor say, hey, you know, I'm expecting a box. Let me know when it gets here. So I'm up on the third floor, and they let me know, hey, your box is here. So I go running down. It's like a little kid, you know, it's like Santa came, and bust open the box. There it is, the touch controllers in all of their magnificent glory. And so I did what every normal person would do. I immediately dropped everything else I was doing and delved into the world that is trying to get your touch controllers to synchronize with your headset and load the proper software, get access to all the right drivers and firmware, blah, 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 blah. Again, don't want to focus on any of that. I also don't want to focus on the fact that the Tuscany demo that comes with the Oculus SDK was the first thing that I loaded up to demonstrate the capabilities of the touch controllers, which was basically push a button and it buzzes, and look at this, it moves around. Determining where to put the cameras, is again not something I want to focus on, but it is something that I did have to do, is determine the proper placement for the cameras. While I was setting this up, I noticed an article pop up on one of my monitors that I didn't expect to see. I don't know whether there was just this onslaught of touch controllers that got delivered recently. I'm not really sure what's going on, but all of a sudden it seemed like everybody was talking about touch. Apparently, someone else had determined, and I can confirm this, that Oculus Touch, along with the dual sensors, and of course the headset, the Rift, all work in Steam VR. So, to make this very simple, without a Vive plugged into my computer at all, without my Lighthouse boxes plugged in, and without any of the Lighthouse controllers present anywhere in the room, I started Steam VR and it recognized two Oculus Rift sensors. It recognized the headset, the Oculus Rift, and then it recognized the touch controllers. And again, I just want to emphasize the fact that at no point during this process was any HTC hardware connected to the computer. So what did I do? Well, immediately I said, okay, that's all well and good. I see that they all light up. And I'll be totally honest with you. I was surprised at the fact that the shape of the icons in Steam VR accurately represented what I was seeing. The sensors looked like Oculus sensors. The touch controllers, they were little kind of, you know, like a donut with somebody took a bite out of it. It looked intentional. Like it was absolutely planned. Then I went in and I couldn't decide what was going to be my first experience with all of this. And so it made sense to me to use something that was very simple, yet will plainly explain whether or not the controllers are going to work: Space Pirate Trainer. Space Pirate Trainer, you get two guns and stuff to shoot at. How simple is that? I start up Space Pirate Trainer, and my head is literally on the floor of the game. I'm obviously at zero height, but the controllers work. The controllers work, and I'm shooting the guns, and I'm hitting things. Now, the mapping wasn't exact, obviously. Different setup of buttons on the touch controllers versus the Vive Lighthouse controllers. But the trigger shot the gun, and I could still go and pull the shield out from behind my back, and I could still get to wave 7 or 8 or 9. And then I stopped the game, and I got out. And it occurred to me that there was no reason why I shouldn't try running the setup, the room setup, using, again, only Oculus Rift sensors, the Oculus Rift headset, and the left and right touch controllers. And it allowed me to do so. It allowed me to run room setup. It recognized where the sensors were. It recognized my headset, and it recognized my touch controllers. I used the touch controllers to calibrate my floor, which direction I was facing toward my monitor. And then I traced around the area for my room scale experience. Afterwards, going back into Space Pirate Trainer, I was no longer face on the floor. I was now at proper height, and I had a chaperone. And I'll be honest with you, I felt like the game ran smoother. I don't know whether this is just because I have always felt that the Vive lacked a bit in terms of clarity visually. God rays be damned. I feel like the Rift is a better quality headset. Audio working fantastically. The haptics that you would normally get when you shoot your gun in Space Pirate Trainer with the Lighthouse controllers was missing. Even though the touch controllers do have that capability, it was not mapped correctly. But the game played, and it worked. Jumping out of that game, I looked through my Steam library and questioned almost everything in my life. I questioned everything. Here I am with an Oculus Rift retail, full retail experience. So not only am I using the Oculus Rift, the CV1, the consumer release, the latest and greatest, I also have a second sensor and the touch controllers. I did not have my Vive anywhere near the computer. I went into Steam, opened up my plethora, my wide selection of Steam VR games, and started playing them with my Rift, my Oculus hardware. I had chaperone, and after some manipulation of my cameras, I had an adequate room scale experience. This is why my brain is scrambled. It occurred to me at that moment, after having played Space Pirate Trainer a lot longer than I'd like to admit, especially since I've played the game so much. But I felt like I was playing it for the first time again because I was playing it on, I dare say, a newer platform. I know it's not a new platform, but I had not played that game with that hardware before, and I wanted to compare it, and I found it to be a superior experience. My brain is scrambled. I am literally in awe of what I just experienced. I my mouth was open, jaw agape. I had so many thoughts occur to me that I had to go upstairs to the roof of our building. And on this overcast Seattle day, I stared off at the mountains in the distance and pondered the true meaning of everything that is happening in the virtual reality community right now. There's so much talk about this versus that, us versus them, Rift versus Vive, Oculus versus Steam. I need to clarify something. And here is where I will either gain supporters or lose people, or this is where I go off on a tangent. And up to this point, you know, it's easy to give you a 15-minute introduction to how I got here. But now this is where people will diverge. You will either agree with everything I'm about to say, or you'll either A, find everything I say valid, B, find everything I say just absurd, C, go, duh, everybody knows this, which no, they don't, or four, you're going to go, you're an idiot, Kyle, and you have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm okay with all of those because I need to explain to you. I need to vent all of this so that way somebody in the VR community has said these words so that way it is out there. I feel like there is going to be a level of, you know, just me venting, a level of catharsis of me just going, oh, finally, it's out in the public that people can see in this in the same way that I do. And you might already, or you might think I'm completely bonkers. That's okay. Okay, give me this feedback, but I need to say what's in my brain right now just to get it out, to unleash the beast. Here we go. This war. And yes, I'm using the word war because people have likened this to the console wars of yore. The olden days when people either played Xbox or played PlayStation and neither the twixt shall meet. I was never part of that. And of course, then there was Nintendo and, you know, GameCube then there was Dreamcast and all of this nonsense. Okay, so let's just call it what it really is, which is a battle for consumer market share. The supremacy of the dollar. Who's going to get more of that amount of money out of your wallet? That's what this is all about. Now, this war has created this massive schism throughout the VR community. If you go back prior to Valve announcing any type of consumer headset, you will find a community of people who are all there for the same reason, for the passion of mass consumer adoption of virtual reality from the folks who caused this resurgence, Oculus. They caused this resurgence of virtual reality and made it something that was attainable by the everyday person. as opposed to simply being that weird six-figure valued headset that ran at a terrible rate and wasn't effective for daily use. We, as a community back then, were in harmony. The business, the indie, the startup, the corporate, we were all living together harmoniously, singing kumbaya inside of this VR bubble that we had created. And even after that corporate shakedown, Facebook getting involved in purchasing Oculus, we didn't care. We eventually, even most of us, I don't want to say all, but most of us even got over that. But here we are, so much later than that, that Valve, and it's very important that you listen to this part, Valve creates the Lighthouse controller and the Lighthouse tracking system. The Lighthouse technology is owned by Valve, period. It is being licensed to HTC, which is a hardware manufacturer. Valve owns Steam and is creating an outlet for which developers can release VR content that runs, prior to today, ran on the HTC Vive. Oculus created their own proprietary headset that runs their own proprietary Home, which is a delivery system for software that is produced by sometimes the exact same people that are producing content for Steam. Sometimes it's an exclusive. We're not getting into the exclusive nonsense. That's a whole other story for another time. Let's stick to the basics here. We have a software manufacturer, a software delivery company called Valve, with a product called Steam. And then now they have the Lighthouse technology that they own and are licensing to HTC, so HTC can make the Vive. Valve was also at one time diddling around with Oculus people in bed together, little tete-a-tete, having their way with each other in dirty, nasty ways, and possibly helped to form and mold what the Rift is today. Maybe there might be more to it than that, but who cares? What I found out today is that my Oculus Rift with touch controllers and dual sensors is, dare I say, fully, if not mostly, compatible with the Steam VR library without doing any level of manipulation, without doing any level of injection drivers. Those of you who are regular listeners or listeners of my podcast know that I am not a fan of injection drivers. But with very little to no effort whatsoever, I can start Steam, and without an HTC Vive being in my ownership, without it being connected to my computer, I can play games that were designed for that headset. Now, I should also point out that the opposite is not true. without some level of additional injection, which we're not going to publicly recognize here for the sake of this podcast, because at any time it can be broken or fixed or whatever. So let me just get it out of the way quickly. You cannot take an HTC Vive and plug it into your computer and start up Oculus Home and use the headset. That doesn't work. Nor can you use Lighthouse controllers for content in Oculus Home. Okay? So the opposite's true, but you can't use Vive stuff in Oculus Home. Okay? A lot of people bitch about that. A lot of people say, well, that's not fair. You should be able to do so. Let me explain to you my current stance. Because I'm going to say something that, again, shocking. People are going to get mad at me. People are going to call me a fool. But I'm trying to explain it in simple terms here so everybody understands where I'm coming from. I have no reason whatsoever to own any HTC virtual reality hardware. I'll say it again. At this point, now that I own the full Oculus VR experience, including the dual sensors and the touch controllers, I have zero reason to own an HTC Vive. Now let me explain what that means. Valve does not own HTC. Valve is licensing their Lighthouse technology to HTC so that HTC may provide hardware that uses this technology, hardware that is going to support the software delivery system, Steam, that Valve owns. I'm sure that some sort of agreement was made where HTC gets exclusive access to the Lighthouse technology for being number one, for being the first on the market with that technology. They get a little bit of a buffer. But eventually, we know this because it's been said publicly, eventually Valve can also license the Lighthouse technology to other manufacturers. As a matter of fact, that may have already even happened, where there are other manufacturers other than HTC that are going to create headsets, virtual reality headsets. You could even call them Vive clones, because I'm sure that that's what they're going to be called, despite the fact that everybody will deny the fact that it has anything to do with Vive just because they use Lighthouse technology. So the possibility of a collection of Lighthouse controlled virtual reality headsets is a fact. A year or two from now, we might see upwards of, I don't know, a dozen headsets that are all made by individual independent manufacturers, hardware manufacturers, that will all have the commonality that they are licensing the Lighthouse technology from Valve. Also, I would imagine that most of these, probably not all of them, but most of these headsets are going to be compatible with Steam VR drivers, runtime, and store. It's also probably 100% true. Don't know for sure, but I'm going to go ahead and guess that all of those Lighthouse controller headsets that are made by all of those other manufacturers will not be compatible with the Oculus Rift Home store or any of the content created for the Oculus environment, that ecosystem. What does this mean? What does all of this mean? It means that out of all of the headsets that exist currently, or any of them that will exist in the future, out of all of them, the Oculus Rift full retail experience, and when I say full retail experience, I am including those touch controllers that are not available at the time of the recording of this podcast, but will be hopefully soon, that full Oculus Rift retail experience, including the touch controllers, is going to have the largest library, the most full and comprehensive library of virtual reality software available to it. If you are comparing apples to apples or Vives to Rifts, bang for your buck, you have a $799 full system of the HTC Vive with the Lighthouse controllers. It's $799. Right now, you've got a $599 Rift with, let's just say, the touch controllers are $199. It's apples to apples. They're both roughly $800. The big winner here is the Rift, because you're not only going to be able to play any exclusive that could come out for the Oculus Rift, but you're also going to be able to play anything that shows up on Steam. Now, Valve has publicly come out and said that they're not going to pay for exclusives. The reason is, it's physically impossible for them to have a headset exclusive piece of software on a software delivery system that accommodates a large variety of hardware. At no point are you going to see Steam ever have an exclusive piece of software for virtual reality. I don't understand how they could ever say that if their drivers support the Oculus Rift and the sensors and the controllers, then at no point could you ever have a Vive exclusive piece of software. And I'm going to reiterate the fact that if I own an Oculus Rift complete retail experience, including the touch controllers, I have no reason whatsoever to ever want to put my Vive on. And here's where it gets funny, and I hopefully that everybody has followed me, as I've tried to make this as crystal clear as possible, is that there is this common thought process that at some point Valve and Oculus were playing friendly together and then had this fight and split off and went their separate ways. Or Oculus somehow burned Valve, like, oh, you know, we don't need you anymore. Everybody assumes that there is this animosity. I disagree. I think it's all show. Or it's made up and it doesn't really exist. At no point has either company come out and said, well, fuck the other guys. They haven't said that. And I think I know why. Because this is all a scheme. And I might be thinking too much about this, so don't take this, take this with a grain of salt. The idea of this being a scheme. Think about how brilliant this is. You've got Valve, who has already reaped the benefits of somebody else making a piece of hardware. So Valve's not putting any money into the Vive. The Vive is being made by HTC. Valve has created the Lighthouse system, and Valve has done some level of, distribution, whatever. But HTC is almost unnecessary at this point. Once that Lighthouse technology gets in the hands of other hardware manufacturers, the Vive is going to end up becoming, I don't want to say a joke, but almost kind of fade off into the distance. The idea that these people, I guess the point I'm trying to get here is, there is no war This is a ruse. This is a facade. There is no battle. People who are saying Team Vive, you're picking a product made by Coke and saying that that product is better than Pepsi. It's a difficult thing to explain. You don't have to be anti-Rift. Therefore, you must be Vive. If you're anti-Rift, that means that you have a problem with the business doings and the things that Oculus is doing. So if you have a problem with things that Oculus is doing because you don't think that they're, I don't know, ethical, they're not good business practices, or you don't like the people, or you don't like what they're doing, or you're anti-DRM, or whatever your reasoning is, you're against Oculus as a company, and so therefore you are switching over to Vive. 2 years from now, you will probably not be a Vive person anymore. You will be just a non-Rift person. And the reason I say that is because the Vive will suddenly have all of these, and again, I'll say the word because I'm sure it'll end up being a common term, Vive clones, even though that's not really the proper terminology for them. Other manufacturers will be licensing this technology from Valve. So the idea of I'm a Vive or I'm a Rift is silly. If you want to be pro Valve and pro Steam, then buy a Rift, which is in reality giving you superior hardware, and just don't use Oculus' software. Go and use all the Steam stuff. We know now that it works. So by saying you have to have a Vive because you don't like the Oculus software is silly. You can buy a Rift and never touch the Oculus software except for initial configuration and maybe, you know, setup and how tall are you and stuff. But then you can go over and start running the Steam stuff and be fine. And never touch any of the Oculus exclusives or any of their software or any of their, you know, closed software system. As a matter of fact, now that I've got the complete solution, the complete Oculus retail solution, I don't think I will ever plug any of my Lighthouse controllers back in. I don't believe that I will have my cumbersome Lighthouse boxes on tripods around my office that get bumped and have to be reconfigured all the time. I don't believe that I will set those back up, nor do I believe that I will ever push the Vive as a business use hardware solution for what we're doing, because of the fact that I now have the perfect setup. The Oculus Rift full retail experience gives me the ultimate setup to use any software on Steam, any software on Oculus. Is super duper easy to implement on Unity as long as you set up everything correctly. I think HTC is getting boned in this whole process. HTC, a company that was struggling to keep themselves afloat by making, I don't know, so-so phones for the longest time, and then kind of struggling, well, we're going to put all of our efforts into making this headset, this VR headset. What are they going to do when other hardware manufacturers come out with Lighthouse solutions that run on Steam? HTC, I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't believe that I will be looking for you to be king of VR this time next year. This is just my opinion. This is my opinion based on what I'm seeing here. Now, hopefully everybody's following me. Hopefully everybody's following me. Whether you agree with me or not, I've just given you the answer to which headset should I buy. The headset you should buy is the Oculus Rift with the touch controllers once they come out. Now, that's assuming you're going to do your PC VR. If you're a console guy, obviously, you know, some things have changed. PSVR is coming out. Xbox is doing some stuff. We haven't gotten to that part yet. But if you're running a PC and you want a VR headset, it's Oculus Rift full retail experience, including touch controllers. That allows you to just forget about HTC. Forget about, and no skin off Valve's teeth. Valve's okay with that. Valve does not need HTC to succeed anymore. I guess they did at some point, but not really. Now that there's an ecosystem, now that developers have jumped on board, now that everybody and their brother is showing, because here's the common thread from this day forward. The common thread here is, if you're a developer and you're trying to decide which headset to develop for, you don't have to do that anymore. You could just develop for Steam, or you can develop for Oculus. Either way, more people are going to use your software if you develop for Steam. And that's great for Valve. But guess what? It's also great for the Rift. Rift is superior hardware, in my opinion. If you set up room scale, it works. I've got ridiculously long USB 3.0 extension cables en route from Amazon as we speak. I'm going to put my sensors, my Oculus sensors, up in the corners, and I'm going to test this out. My experience at work was that I can get a pretty reasonable room scale experience, because that's that word, right? Room scale. Oculus can't do room scale. Yes, it can, folks. I mean, you know, it does. It works. I watched Will Mason from Upload VR crawl around on his belly to prove that it works. And that was just with one sensor. So with two sensors and a large amount of software that I can now play with my Rift, with my touch controllers in the Steam VR library. I'm sorry, HTC. I hate to burst your bubble. But yeah, I don't see you playing the role that you're playing currently. I don't see you playing it in the future. Maybe Asus or Lenovo or MSI or Corsair, or, you know, Razer. I don't know. Somebody will have a headset that'll come out using Lighthouse technology that will. I don't know. Then again, once people realize that the touch plus the Rift plus Steam, it all works. It's good to go. It's going to work. And again, Valve just sitting back, private company, making their money, because they don't care what headset you buy. I think that's what's the funniest about all this is Steam doesn't matter. Steam doesn't care what headset you're using. Valve doesn't care. Valve just wants you to buy a headset. Valve is not going to push people to buy one or the other. They wouldn't have been able to make their software compatible with Oculus. They wouldn't have done that if they didn't understand the value. If you can play Hover Junkers or Technolust through Steam on your Oculus Rift, everybody wins. So, and who knows, maybe that was originally the plan the whole time. I don't know if there is really an animosity between Valve and Oculus. As a matter of fact, it sounds like a pretty devious scheme, if you ask me. A false sense of competition creates camps. R-Vive, R-Oculus. Y'all crazy nowadays. It's insane. Kind of curious what kind of effect, if any at all, this podcast episode will have on some of you. Will you be able to see the logic in everything I said? Will you see value in it? Will you go, duh, everybody knows that. We don't care. We still like it. Maybe some people disagree with me with the fact that the Rift is superior hardware. I don't know. I'm really curious, though, to see what the outcome to this podcast is, because I personally feel enlightened by my experiences today and my revelations and seeing going forward. Now, I have to, as a small disclaimer, let you know that while the touch controllers did work, there were a few games in the Steam library where I would have liked native support, where the developer would have specifically made accommodations to support the touch controllers, as opposed to letting the touch controllers be Steam controllers. I'm sure that we'll get there though. So, you know, developers out there may need to do some tweaking to make this perfect, but boy, I'll tell you what, it's really close, just straight out of the box. And that's that should be very scary for HTC. So anyway, I'm going to let it go from there. I'm really curious to hear what kind of feedback everybody has about this. Tell me I'm crazy. Tell me I'm right. Tell me you're going to go and buy a Rift now instead of a Vive, or tell me you're going to wait and see what other manufacturers come out with their headsets. Let me know if you think I'm crazy, if you think that everybody's Vives are going to be collecting dust and that the Vive was just an avenue with which Valve used to get the software going and to get the little kick in the pants that the industry needed to become a reality, a virtual reality. All right, so give me some feedback here, folks. Find me on Twitter, at ReverendKJR. Find me on Gmail, ReverendKJR@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me standing on a street corner in Seattle screaming, go buy Rift, go buy Rift, go buy Rift. So for those of you who want to call me a fanboy, go find me and do so. For those of you who want to tell me that you agree with me and, wow, I just saved you $800, you're welcome. Either way, give me some feedback. I want to hear from you on this heated topic. So this is Reverend Kyle reporting from the front lines of the VR wars. Thank you all very much for listening.